Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
So I'm here at the Shefford Community Fire Station with Mark Fairclough, who's from the Beds and Cams Police. Mark, tell us a little bit more about today's event.
Okay, today's event is what we call a pit stop day. The idea is for us to get out and about with motorcyclists that are out having their normal rides, and just to try and get them in to come and speak to us, to explain to them, make them aware of the police-led campaigns we have around bike safe training and biker down training, which the fire brigade do. They're all courses that we provide to what we call bridge the gap, and to push them on and to encourage them to take further training. So we have somebody here from the Institute of Advanced Motorists as well to talk to them about that further training.
So that's three organisations you said. You've got, first of all, Biker Down. Let's talk about that first briefly. That's the fire services offering.
Yeah, that's basically a course that fire lead on. It is what it says in the title. It's for bikers down. So it's the only course I'm aware of that's run for a motorcyclist for when it all goes horribly wrong. They cover such things as if you're first on scene at an accident. They do a little bit about accident avoidance in the first place, and they cover a little bit about basic first aid, including helmet removal, should the situation dictate it. The bonus with that is you don't need to be a motorcyclist to come on that course, because it's all classroom based, and it's recognised obviously that 9 times out of 10, if a motorcyclist has an accident, some way, shape or form, a car or other vehicle may be involved, then anybody's welcome to come along and will benefit from the course.
So that one's run by the fire service, and that one's free of charge?
And that one, yeah, that one's free of charge, yeah, it's run by Beds Fire, yeah.
Okay, do you know Cambs Fire Runners as well?
I think Cambridge Fire Brigade are just coming on board, and they are looking to start running a Biker Down course, and I know that pretty much every other fire service across the country provides that course in one shape or another.
Okay, we'll get in touch with Cambs Fire, yeah, and chase them on that one, see when they're getting their plans organised on that, yeah, one. So the second one is Bike Safe, and, yeah, and you've got a Bike Safe shirt on, so tell us a bit more about Bike Safe.
Okay, Bike Safe is a police-led initiative. It's a national initiative that sort of is supported by local police forces. I'm the Bedfordshire lead for Bike Safe, and what that is, it's done over a couple of days in Bedfordshire. So we look at things such as cornering, filtering, overtaking and group riding. And the basis of the course is the Roadcraft Manual, which is the police motorcyclist manual. So obviously we're out on these machines in all weathers at all times of year. So what we're looking to do is impart some of our knowledge and some of our training to ordinary members of the public to maybe enhance their riding. Members of the public who may not have done any other training other than passing their test.
Mark, Bike Safe is available nationally, so I'm, yeah, guessing Cambridge have got an offering as well as Beds?
Yeah, Cambridge have run their own courses. The admin side of Bike Safe, the booking and the provision of places, is all done online by the motorcyclist industry.
So where do people go online?
And that's www.bikesafe.co.uk. And what that allows somebody to do is pick whereabouts in the country they want to do their course, and they can book their place. If there are no places available, or predominantly this time of year, dates for next year maybe haven't been finalised, they can book themselves a place on a waiting list, and then the organisation will get in touch with them when those dates are released to advise them so they can pick which date and where they want to go.
Okay, so that you said it was a one-day course, or is it...?
In Cambridgeshire and Bedfordshire, we sort of run it over 2 days. It's a one day in a classroom, which pretty much takes up a whole day. It's normally from about 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning till about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And then we come back on a second day, maybe a week or 2 weeks later, and we take a member of the public out on their machine, but with a marked police motorcyclist, to do an observed ride. The idea with that being is that hopefully it gives them a chance to practice and think about what we've spoken about in the classroom and maybe put it into practice on the roads, and they can get some hints and tips and some feedback from the motorcyclists that were with them on the day.
Right, and cost associated with that?
Yeah, Cambridgeshire and Bedfordshire, we charge £45 per candidate. A percentage of that goes towards the organisation for the admin fee, for the booking and everything else, and the remainder of that comes to the force itself. In Cambridgeshire and Bedfordshire, throughout the day, we will sort of offer tea and coffee, and it does come with a buffet lunch. So for £45, I think it's money well spent.
That sounds like pretty good value for money for that sort of training. So you said, obviously, people go on the website, they can book for, well, they can find out about dates and availability. Now, the other one that you said we had here is the Institute of Advanced Motorists.
Yeah, that's right. Obviously, as I say, the catch line with all our training is about bridging the gap. So what we're making people aware of is that, you know, whilst they're riding the motorcycles, having passed their test, and they may think, you know, my riding is up to a certain standard, I'm riding okay, I've not maybe not had any accidents, or maybe, as we quite get often, I've only had a few near misses. Hopefully, having done our training, they might sort of go, do you know what, actually, I would benefit from some more training. And we gear them towards, as I said, the Institute of Advanced Motorists, who can provide that training on a structured basis, but also on a social standing as well. So we get somebody from the Institute of Advanced Motorists who come along to our Bike and Safe sessions, and they will introduce themselves, explain what they're all about, and give people the opportunity to go along and look at what they do.
Fantastic. I think I'll pop upstairs and have a chat to Fiona and John about their program as well. So today you've had some success of getting Vikers in to actually speak to you guys?
Yeah, we've based today at Shefford for the main reason that it's based right on the edge of the 507, which is one of the main sort of biking routes through Bedfordshire. It goes across from sort of Junction 13 on the M1 all the way across to Baldock. It's a nice wide road with some nice twisty bits in. So we do get quite a few bikers using that, especially on days like today when the weather's nice. So we based it from here. It's not too far away. We've got a marked police motorcycle out, who's sort of stopping vehicles, introducing themselves to the motorcyclists, explaining what we're about here, and inviting them down to come and speak to us. So yeah, we've had quite a good response. I think the offer of a free tea or coffee sold the idea, I think.
That certainly sounds like good bait. All right, I'll see if I can chat to Darren, who's been finding people, and see if I can find Fiona and John as well. Okay. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
So I'm back outside again with PC Darren Oscar, who's about to go out on his police motorcycle and see if he can find some more bikers and bring them back for tea and coffee. How's it been going today, Darren?
Not too bad, actually. There's not that many bikes out at the moment. The weather's looking a bit grey and a bit overcast. But anyone who does ride by, I'm grabbing hold of and trying to lure them into the fire station.
Do they get a little bit worried when they see a police motorcycle following them suddenly?
They do. They automatically go into what have I done wrong kind of modes, and the riding changes and you see the bars wobbling a little bit. But I think just a few friendly words and they're okay. And everybody I've spoken to this morning has been quite amenable and they've come in.
So how long have you been involved with Bike Safe?
Bike Safe I've been involved with now for 9 years, so since 2009.
Okay. Do you know how many people have you trained? Any ideas?
It's got to be in the hundreds. It's got to be in the hundreds, definitely.
Any repeat customers?
I have had a few. Generally, we say to people it's something that you need to leave at least 3 years between each time you do. But I've seen a few people come through who I've had as Bike Safe customers, and I've subsequently seen them again in other arenas, such as at the Ride to Work Day in Cambridge, or on things such as ROSPA tests and bits and bobs like that.
And do you think it actually helps? Do you think it actually makes a difference out there on the road?
Massively. Best thing for me is once you've had somebody come through and they've sat down and had the classroom input, you've been out with them and done an assessed ride, is generally the feedback. So an example was, I had numerous letters of thanks, but one of the most poignant ones was from a doctor who did the course and wrote me a letter, sent it to the Chief Constable of Cambridgeshire Police, saying what this guy taught me saved my life. I got into a situation and I thought about what I'd been taught. Had I not have had that input, he was convinced he would have died. So if it saves one person, it's fantastic. There's been numerous letters from people, but that one stuck out, and it meant a bit more to me because it came from a doctor, I think, who understood the consequences a little bit more than anybody else. And I definitely think it makes a difference.
Fantastic. Thanks, Darren. I'll let you get off and see if you can find some more customers to come and get introduced to the idea of Bike Safe.
Thank you very much.
And I'm downstairs again in the middle of the Shefford Community Fire Station with Martin Smith, who's going to tell us a bit about the fire service's Biker Down programme.
Well, Biker Down was a national initiative that was started by Jim Sanderson in Kent Fire and Rescue Service. And he came up with the idea after he was out on a ride out with some friends, and one of them unfortunately had an accident. And from the actions of the people he was with following that ride out, he decided that he'd devise the course that would give members of the public, motorcycle riders, well, anybody, the input to know how to deal with an incident should they come across one. And in Bedfordshire, we've adopted it and been running it for a few years now successfully. The Biker Down course itself consists of three modules. The first module being called First on Scene. So it's delivered by Fire and Rescue Service personnel, and we have a dedicated team, a fire bike team of road traffic collision reduction officers that deliver the modules, and that's basically giving you the input of how to get the emergency services out to an incident, and more importantly, how to keep yourself and others that are there, whether directly involved or not, safe. The second module that we covered has a first aid input, so we go through life-saving intervention that can be administered on the roadside, and cover topics such as motorcycle helmet removal and how to stop catastrophic bleeds, CPR. And again, that's delivered by our beds fire staff. The third module that we deliver looks at techniques we can use to avoid the incident in the first place. So looking at riding techniques and how we can keep ourselves safe, and also trying to promote advanced rider training and directing people to either Police Bike Safe or to the Institute of Advanced Motorists to undertake further training.
So the Bedfordshire programme is fairly unique in the country.
Bedfordshire programme is unique in the fact we've introduced a fourth module. So working in partnership with Bedfordshire Police, we devised a fourth session that will be delivered by Bedfordshire Police Roads Policing Unit officers that covers specific areas regarding the law and how that can affect you, the rider, and others on the road with regards to, for instance, when you're involved in an accident, the legalities of how you need to report accidents, whether they be involving an injury or not, and loads of other useful information that you wouldn't normally receive and would be quite difficult to research if you were to try and find out on the internet, etc. So Bedfordshire Fire and Rescue and Bedfordshire Police work in partnership to deliver that extra module, and that's the first of its kind in the UK, yeah.
Sounds fantastic. Now, Mark told me earlier that there's no charge for the course.
No, the course is free, which is something we want to try and make the course available for everybody. So at present, there's no cost for the course to try and include everyone from the community and try and ensure we get the maximum numbers of people on there.
If someone wants to find out more about Biker Down and get in touch with you, how do they do that?
Well, the best port of call would be to go on our website, which is bikerdown@bedsfire.com.
Okay, so they send an email to that address.
Send an email to that address, just requesting information about the course dates, and then one of the team will get in touch promptly and send out the dates and get you booked on.
So just once more, that email address is?
bikerdown@bedsfire.com.
Excellent. Thank you, Martin.
Thank you very much.
Right, so I've had a chat to Mark, I've had a chat to Darren, I've had a chat to Martin, and now I have been joined by Fiona from the Institute of Advanced Motorists and the Hearts and Beds Advanced Motorcyclists Group. Fiona, you're down here to also promote biker safety.
Yes, we're here to work in partnership with the police and the fire service. What we're looking to do is try and recruit people to come in to look at their riding, see if there's any way they can improve their riding to become more safer on the road.
So the IAM, a lot of people might have known it from car courses, advanced driving courses. What does it do for bikes?
What it does for bikes is it offers riders that are interested in improving their riding, it offers them training in a system that has been proven to improve riding, improve road safety by quite a significant amount. So by going through our training programme, they can learn the skills of advanced riding, to go to a test standard, a nationally recognised test standard, to be able to drive more safely on the roads.
Mark told me a little bit about Bike Safe, and that's a one-day, two-day course. How long does it take to get through the IAM's programme?
It varies. It depends on the standard that people come in at, and it depends on their time commitments. We're very flexible. What we try and do is if somebody wants to come onto our training course, we find an observer to work with them who will help them with the training package and see them through it, taking them up to test standard. And it can take, I suppose, on average about 6 sessions, but it could be less, it could be more. And it really depends on time commitment, amount of practice you can get in between the training sessions and the standard that you come in at.
And people do these at weekends generally?
We're all volunteers and we all have different lifestyles and circumstances, so we can offer observed rides during the week and at weekends to fit with people's own convenience, really.
Once someone has gone through the IAM program and they're ready for a test, what does that get them?
When somebody's come through and they've got to a certain standard and they go to test, they take a test with an independent examiner from the IAM, and that gives them a nationally recognised standard of riding, which can be renewed in 3 years' time, 5 years' time if they want to. Once they've done that, that gives them a nationally recognised qualification. It can help with insurance sometimes. But what it also does, it puts people onto a path of safe riding, where they can also, if they want to, go on and improve even more. There are higher standards and higher qualifications that you can get, for example, the Masters. There's additional training that's involved as well. So as well as going through your standard training through to your test, you can take on additional training like look, clean, roll courses, theory courses, and slow riding courses. And we're also a social group as well, so you get to meet an awful lot of other riders.
Fantastic. So where does someone go to find out more information about, well, first of all, your group?
We're Hearts and Beds Advanced Motorcyclists, so we've got our own website. So if you Google HBAM or Hearts and Beds Advanced Motorcycling, you'll find us. If you go to the IAM website, just Google IAM, get onto their website, and they will point you in the right direction of your local group.
What sort of cost are we talking about to join the IAM and go through the program?
To join IAM, there's a training package that offers you advanced riding training and test, pre-check ride, and that's at the moment that's £149. In different circumstances, we can sometimes offer discounts, so it's worth looking on the websites for both of those as well.
And it sounds like it's almost unlimited amount of training that you get on that to get you to the test level.
We will do as much as we possibly can to get people to test level, and we generally get something like a 95% pass rate, and we get most people to test within the first year.
I think it's pretty good value for money then, if that's a year program roughly to get to the test level. If you think about it, it's just about £12 a month.
Absolutely, and the majority of people I've spoken to have enjoyed the process, they've enjoyed the course, they've enjoyed meeting other riders and the social side, although that's optional. And yeah, it's going to possibly save your life, so it's going to be good value for money.
Fantastic. So Darren's been grabbing some bikers and bringing them in. Have you had a chance to chat to anyone that he's managed to bring in?
Yeah, we've had a chat to a few people this morning who've come in, and they're listening and they're weighing up all the different options, and because there's other things on offer like Bike Safe and the Biker Down course, and they're looking at all three offers and seeing which one's best for them.
Excellent. So you think today has certainly added value to the community and to biker safety?
I think in many ways. I think in certainly in partnership ways, we've got the police, we've got the fire service, and we've got the IAM sitting talking to each other about how we can improve road safety as a partnership team. We've got people coming in to look at their own riding, to think about maybe taking on more advanced riding themselves. And we've also got future plans now to go and work in different places together as a team.
Thanks, Fiona. Good to chat to you this afternoon, and hopefully we'll see you on the road. Ride safe.
Thank you very much. Ride safe.
Cambridge Breakfast with Shutterly Fabulous. No other shutters come close.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Last year, 2017, there were 4 deaths and 79 serious injury collisions involving motorcyclists.
And I sometimes think when you hear, you know, the 4 deaths, it's a dreadful tragedy for everyone involved. But actually, those casualties as well, as people who are injured, I'm figuring could cover all manner of injuries, some of them potentially life-changing.
That's right, yes. Yes, it could.
Hmm. Are there any stretches of road in our area which are particularly dangerous to motorcyclists?
We have a number of roads within our region that are advertised in motorcycle magazines as being roads to ride. The B660, B645 spring to mind. These roads are our high casualty routes. They are areas that we are concerned about, but collisions involving motorcyclists could happen anyway.
So let's be clear then, those roads are being advertised as some sides of it anyway, clearly not in any police publication, as to roads which are, well, worth having a go on one day.
There are roads advertised nationally as being roads to ride, whether they have good series of bends, good road surface, which encourages people to ride them, sometimes outside of their ability, which then leads them to getting into trouble and being involved in collisions.
Do the police take advertisements in these magazines to say, well, hang on a moment, you really should pay attention to this stuff too?
We do. We are fully aware that some magazines will highlight roads, but this is a national thing as well. The roads nationally are highlighted as being good roads to ride or be on. So it is a national problem that we need to address.
And the motorcyclist really does have to take some of the responsibility here themselves. What specifically are they doing wrong? What's the sort of thing that a motorcyclist maybe, you know, forgets after they've been riding around for a few years?
Unfortunately, motorcyclists are one of our most vulnerable road users. They don't have the protection that a car or a lorry driver may have with that metal bubble around them. When they're involved in collisions, then their injury potential is that much higher than other road users, but they need to make sure that they've got the correct clothing. They're wearing protective clothing that is rated, that will give them the amount of protection that they need should they be involved in a collision, and also wearing crash helmets and making sure that they're properly secured and fit properly.
I was going to say, crash helmet's an interesting one, isn't it? Because I guess like any protective headwear, be it for a bicycle or a motorcycle, you've got to presumably go into the shop and make sure there's no wriggle room or anything, and then it fits right, and of course meets all the required safety standards.
Yeah, that's right. It's not just a case of buying it off the internet and hoping for the best. You've got to make sure that it fits properly, that it doesn't move around. It secures onto your head, and that the chin strap, it will make sure that it stays on your head if something does happen.
And this is a national week of action, of course. What specifically are Cambridgeshire police doing in our area?
So we are looking at the roads where we have a history of collisions involving motorcycles. We're looking to speak to as many motorcyclists as we can. We're looking to educate and engage with motorcyclists, making sure that they've got the correct level of protection with the clothing that they're wearing and obviously their crash helmets, and making sure that they're not riding outside of their abilities. If they do then come to our attention, we would be looking to prosecute should they step outside the boundaries of the law. But along with that, we're looking to promote the Bike Safe and Biker Down courses that the Police and Fire Service offer to motorcyclists.